Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of the darkness never comes.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness
and illuminate your church.
Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. The poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his holy ones. For those who fear him have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger. But those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If you are as old as I am, you'll most likely remember a TV commercial from years ago about Life cereal. In fact, I probably don't even have to say anything more at this point for most of you, but just in case it's been lost in the far recesses of your minds, I looked it up on YouTube, and the scene is two brothers at the kitchen table looking at a bowl of cereal. The first one says, "What's this?" The second one says, "Some cereal, it's supposed to be good for you." The first one says, "Did you try it?" "I'm not going to try it," the second one replied. "You try it." "I'm not going to try it," the first one says again. Then one of them says, "Let's get Mikey to try it. He won't eat it. He hates everything." And they shove the bowl of cereal over to their youngest brother. And then they sit and stare astonished when Mikey starts chowing down. "He likes it," one of them says. "Hey, Mikey." And then the final line of the commercial has the announcer saying, "When you bring Life cereal home, don't tell the kids it's one of those nutritional cereals you've been trying to get them to eat. You're the only one who has to know." Well, I'm betting that whoever came up with the idea for that commercial did not have Psalm 34, verses 1 through 10 in mind, but he could have. The psalm and the hymn that we'll sing in just a few moments both have the invitation to taste and see. And what they mean with that phrase is that when you experience God, you will understand just how good God is. And that's not even considering how good God is for you. Psalm 34 is known as a psalm of thanksgiving. We don't know what the particular trouble was, but it's clear that the author of the psalm had been in difficulty, and God was with him in the midst of it and delivered him out of it. As a result, the psalm is full of verbs that invite us to worship and bless and praise and glorify God. But it's more than that, too. The opening line of the psalm, and the hymn too for that matter, says, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Now, that word "bless" here means to kneel before, to be humble before, to credit God with what happens and not yourself. And if we are honest, we know that far too often it's the other way around. We take the credit, and God is an afterthought. But this psalm, from the very beginning, invites us to put ourselves and God in our right places. It's God who deserves the credit and praise, and we were just along for the ride. In fact, the whole psalm is like that, lifting God up, exalting God for all the wonderful things God has done for us. The point of the psalm is to call us into the fear of the Lord. And now, by fear, the psalmist isn't talking about being afraid. No, the psalmist is talking about honor and respecting God for who God is and having one's whole life centered on and oriented around God. God should be first in life and all of life. That's putting God and ourselves in the right places. That's a pretty easy thing to neglect. We tend to be the center of our universes. But again, the psalmist invites us to look beyond ourselves and to experience the goodness of God. Then we will see. Then we will understand. Then we will know. The psalm and our hymn, Taste and See, are often associated with Holy Communion. In the meal, in the bread and wine, we taste God's love and forgiveness. We taste being one with God and with each other. We taste the world as it should be and the kingdom of God as it is. We taste joy and hope and peace. And it's a meal beyond compare. Let's not get Mikey to try it. Try it for yourselves. Taste and see.
Thank you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending. by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.